there's negotiating tactics. Sometimes you see something on Twitter, you're working 20 different things at a time. These things happen, and we weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's let it play for a sec. There you go.
Song, I'm a scientist, song, and you guys aren't.
This song hits me. All my life's a sacrifice. I mean, it just is. And when you give and give and give, that's what life becomes. And then you learn to love giving enjoyment to people.
Except when kids are on TV performing.
They shouldn't be on TV.
Dude, that was horrible. You were in a good mood. I'm going to try to get you off it.
And that's what life's about.
And
we'll see.
And this is where, Oh, by the way, every once in a while I'll see something on the YouTube chat and I'll be like, there it is. I can agree with that. And I'd like to agree with Damon Chang. And I've been saying this forever. George Kittle's the best blocking tight end in football. No doubt. He is.
And one of the best overall tight ends.
Sure, he's
in the
one
game.
Of the best. Yeah, probably the best blocker.
And Kelsey might be finished, so I'm just saying, man.
Yeah,
our man's up there.
I think, Damon, you're right Bowers. On it. You're right on it. Somebody also, and did you use the word exasperated?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play this for a sec.
Granty, it's my guy. It's my coworker. I can, it's my show, and I can say his name. Got a problem? Good to see you, bud.
It's almost like the audience isn't there, though, when you do that.
Well, I just explained to him, to the audience, that the great Grandy is in the house. God, I could just take your neck off, and it would only take
but
5 seconds.
But yeah, you can't.
Because I'd go to jail.
You would.
It would take little seconds.
By the way,
let me tell you something.
Here's something you don't know about me. I'm dirty.
Study stop.
I would hit you with a low blow, absolutely kick you in the groin.
Grandy.
And I would also have a foreign object on me, like a
what do you
shiv.
Mean we don't know that about you?
Well, because you've never seen me fight.
Well, you said you've never been in one.
That's right. But I know that I can, if I needed, I could be dirty. And I would have a foreign object. Little
look at my man
thing. Yeah. All right, I want to play this Kyle Shanahan because this is what you were talking about. This is Shanahan asked about Juwan Jennings.
Same thing with his calf.
It's definitely health related, not business related.
You can ask him that, but he tells me it's his calf and the calf shows, so it's got to be delicate with those calves.
Come on, Stoddy, you've been around the block. He sounds a little irritated.
Okay, and if he's exasperated or he's irritated, my question would be, why? You made this bed as an organization.
Oh, you're saying,
you sleep in it.
All right.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, what was he expecting? Oh, I'll just come in and I'll be the number one receiver at 7'5", even though we have none.
Like, well, yeah.
And sorry, Kyle. That's called, unfortunately, 49ers, that's called business as usual.
Oh, man.
And don't be exasperated because it'll happen again next year and the year after.
Yeah. But I would, as a head coach, be disappointed that my new number one is not out there getting reps, you know, because of, you know, the money or the calf. And to Kyle's credit, Sonny, you're right. You made the bed. You got to sleep in it. But I guess I'm not getting the same energy around what we think. Some of us, you know, we differ. What Jennings is doing as opposed to the vitriol that IU got, kind of doing the same thing.
Well, I'm not sure how you want to view each one. Obviously, Jennings has been less public about whatever's going on with him than Brandon Ayuk. But I mean, the way I look at it is last year you had three guys pull this.
Look how you, that's
what?
But they would pull it. But you're saying it's leverage and you
you're
would
right.
do
it.
But the
I
way
would
you
do
say it.
It
is.
But that's what
mischievous like Donnie.
It is. Bosa held out.
And he got paid.
Yes, and he wasn't the player he was early in that season.
But that's a different story, though.
Why?
He used his leverage.
Right, that's what Jennings is doing.
Yeah, and I'm not mad
exactly.
at Jennings.
I'm not either.
I just want clarity because, if I'm a Niner fan, I would rather it be contractual so nothing's up with his calf. That's all I'm saying to you. But if it's really his calf and he's not out there with Pearsall and Purdy, I know some naysayers, oh, good, it means nothing. But if he's not going to play much, and I don't expect him to if he was fully healthy, much of the preseason, you kind of – I thought that stuff was behind the team, Stoney.
Why? Why would you think that?
Because everybody –
go ahead.
No, I didn't see Debo getting ran and Ayuk getting hurt. But my point is Jennings is right. They're leaning on him more now than ever, and – he's using the little leverage he's got to get the money.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, with all due respect, if you didn't see it coming, you're an idiot.
Mm.
You're a freaking idiot.
Mm.
I mean, last year we had Trent Williams, Ayuk, and McCaffrey. They all got paid. The year or two before that, Bosa held out.
But I just feel like, as much as I love Jennings, he's not in their class.
This summer, they paid Kittle, Warner, and Purdy.
Gotcha.
It's like, give him his money. You're giving everybody else their money. And the minute you say something like, well, I don't think Jennings is in the class of those guys, I may meet you halfway there.
Right.
But the way that I would button that up is, oh, yeah, they may be more important than Jennings, but what if they – did they win it?
No.
Did they win it all?
Well, let
no,
me ask you this.
They didn't.
Stoney, what's taking so long? From the Niners standpoint – what's taking so long? It's the same kind of stuff.
It's whatever took him long again with Bosa, and it's whatever took him too long with Ayuk. Whatever's going on with them, that's what's going on now. Why is it taking so long? Why did it take?
You think he's asking for something astronomical?
I'm sure he's asking for something, and the 49ers think it's too much. And now we enter into negotiation, and it goes, and we'll just find out how long it lasts. But how could you be a 49er veteran with a year left on his deal and you've seen everybody get broken off?
Now
you're the most important receiver on the roster.
But it goes to the front office. If you're telling me we're idiots for not seeing it, and I get that, the Niners should have been on top of this to get him out there as fast as possible.
But they might
this
be on import- it. They okay. might be on right. it. Like, were they not on Ayuk last year? Like, they knew that was coming, right?
Well, it sounded like somebody had to go run downstairs and pull the cord out the fax machine because a trade was about to get consummated. So I don't know. But I just think this is one, Stoney, is kind of a layup knowing that you're coming off a 6-11 campaign. There's no Debo. Ayuk's in the sick bay. And Jennings is your guy along with Pearsall. And only one of those guys is catching footballs to pigskin from Purdy.
Yeah. But as we're finding out with all these kinds of things, it's not just a matter of Jennings wants this amount of money and the 49ers say, sure, we'll give you that. But how long is he going to go without practicing? And will it affect the team?
Well, I'll say this from what you mentioned, and all the other guys that got paid outside of Kittle, this is kind of backfired in regard to once you sign your John Hancock on the contract, do you get the same or better play? It kind of hadn't been that way in 49er land here lately. You know what I mean? You got hurt, and before he got hurt, you could make a case, the contract stuff was on his dome. I don't know. But also, Bosa went MIA to his standards after he did what he did and got the bread. So hopefully that won't happen with Jennings.
I mean, the other thing is, and I don't think we can gloss over this, is Jennings was the one, right, who ostensibly took a shot at Ayuk.
I'll never forget it.
Last year.
Yes.
So
some people think more of them. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah.
I mean, I just, if I ask 49er fans, take Kittle out, who's the toughest receiver on the 49ers?
Oh, man.
It's Jennings.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, well, he just watched Ayuk get paid. And
totally get you, Stoney.
Now he wants more money, and for the 8 millionth time, the 49ers basically now have set a precedent where, they'll pay you. Just don't practice.
If you can't echo these words, because I want to get your answer, I don't care. You think Jennings is shocked that he hadn't got his new deal out yet?
No, I don't. Maybe he does have a new deal, like nod, nod, wink, wink, like they had with Trent Williams. Hey, Trent, remember that? I remember like Cal Kami talking about it last year saying, nobody's really that concerned about Trent Williams' holdout. How come? Well, because wink, wink, he doesn't really like to do training camp anyway.
We're talking about an all pro though. Jennings hasn't been that. And this is going to be his first time being a number one receiver.
Exactly. So you can't pay him $7 million.
Well, I want him out there practicing though.
Yeah, I kind of don't.
I consider you a man.
I kind of don't. I want him coming at the last minute.
Yeah, and you're the guy that doesn't like kids playing Little League being filmed. I get it.
The other thing is, this is a good part of it. The A13 on the Boxer and Gerson work attorney's injury text line. Jennings has a, quote, ankle injury.
Wink, wink.
So he doesn't get fined for holding out.
Mm. Yeah. Well, finesse. He finessing.
B-A-U. B-A-U.
Help us out.
Business as usual down in Santa Clara. Juwan Jennings.
That Steiny is the best Steiny ever, man. Let's get nuts.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hey,
we got to mention, yeah.
Giants.
Yeah, 2 of 3.
4 of 6.
But how many games did they get?
But only 4 of 14.
No, they're still 6 back.
Not 5 and a half.
Well, you are technically 5 and a half. Padres played Arizona tonight, but you get my drift.
Yeah.
But look at me, man, and just say, goo, I get you.
No, I don't.
Had you held on Monday.
Do we have this? Can we play this? Okay.
And I don't know why it bothers
you. This is why I love my man. So he was talking about the Giants last night on Instagram, and it
was TikTok.
Just shows up on my phone. I don't know
how. No, I think you follow me. Seriously, I think you do.
I do. You're right. But, you know, Guru, the Giants won yesterday 8-1. Now they've won today 4-2.
Right. Pulled it out. They were losing 2-1.
Right.
Yeah. And they, Smith and Jung-Hoo Lee.
And they're a 500 team, so you can never really expect them to sweep anybody. But they did lose game one in the ninth inning, and they've lost a lot of games in the ninth inning. They've won games in the ninth inning also. We got it, E? I'm minding my own business last night, and here comes my partner over the phone. And I say, all right, let's hear what Guru had to say
tonight.
Evan,
don't laugh, man.
So this is what Guru had to say.
The Giants win, and all I'm thinking about is last night's blown loss. Not being negative, but man, if they could have kept that one last night, where would they be? Winners of 3 in a row. But anyway, neither here nor there, they bounce back. But man, that's just how I'm programmed. You would have won last night, but you should have won up 4-1, but you didn't, but you won tonight. So try to win the series tomorrow. But man, what could have been, huh? 2025 Giants.
Guru, what could have been?
No, Grandy, why? You could be 5
back. Why don't you ask Grandy why he's laughing?
Well, I don't know why he's laughing. He's laughing at you, but
I don't think so.
I was just like, I'm not going to apologize, Evan and Grandy, for who I am. But when I saw that win, I wanted more. And I was like, they weren't down 4-1. And I'm thinking about it. They were up and they're kicking themselves in the ass. I'm just saying, Padres are red hot. And I'm saying, Steiny, you're 6 back. So you played better and you did extract revenge on both teams that swept you at home. The Mets, you took 2 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
But darn it, at some point, you got to grab the bull by the horns, and two or three is not going to be suffice. And if you would have swept them, you'd be 5 back. You're 6 back. Well, 5 and a half until the Padres tonight. And you got the Padres, so you play them a lot. So that's what this is going to come down to. But I'm not going to apologize for thinking about Monday. You don't just move on. You think about got away.
Like, real baseball fans know to move on.
But life, you move on, but okay, remember why you got fired from the last spot. Goes away.
I'm glad, Goo, that it's important to you that they exacted revenge.
Yes.
Meaning, they went 2-4 against the Mets, and then 2-4 against the Pirates. Boy, they're exacting a lot of revenge, this team.
Well, you're doing what I was doing on that video. I'm trying to be positive. They won 4 out of 6, Donnie.
You know the one thing I can't see with the Giants?
Tell me.
Right now with this version of the team, I feel like, do you really think they could win 9 of 11?
I
don't.
Okay, tell me why. Because I do.
Because they're not whole. Because they can't go through the rotation 2+ times and have Webb and Ray pitch great, Verlander pitch great, Birdsong, Seymour, Tang pitch great. I just, and their hitting is so erratic that I just don't think they can play. I don't think they can win 9 of 11 to make a run at it. I just kind of don't think they're good enough.
No, I asked you for an explanation. You gave it, but I will say this to that. Stoddy, there's got to be one component to this team, and the first part of the component was their pitching and bullpen. That got you to where you were at when you were 12 games over. But I just watch this offense and think, what if, and you could call me a fool, we're running out of time, but Stoddy, maybe it is a 12-game stretch to where, let's just say the rotation takes a step back, but offensively they are clicking to the point to where, you know what, you don't have to be perfect with the rotation. We can win some games 9-7, 8-6. So I get people calling me a fool because I'm not telling you that's going to happen, but it could happen, and that's how you would win 9 of 11.
Right, but do you acknowledge it's probably not going to happen?
Totally. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know what words you use, and I've said it, the D word. I'm disappointed in this offense as a whole up until, you know, this game that just got completed, you know, minutes or an hour ago in Pittsburgh. I can't give you the scientific answer as to why this has not popped off. I know it's there, it's capable, but it just, that's why Monday night just blew me away. Like, okay, I'm thinking, here you go. You took 2 or 3 in New York. Slap the Pirates in the face, especially for sweeping you, and you gave one back. But you were staring a loss in the face today here, Stoddy, and they came back and won the game. Hopefully they can bottle this up. They come home, what, the Nationals? They got their problem. But you got to be careful with the Giants. Point your finger at who sucks, because those teams are the ones you had problems with.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got to quit spying on me.
You got to quit coming across my phone left and right.
Well, a guy that says he's not on socials.
Take a play off, as you sometimes say to me.
I'm trying to do more like TikToks.
Like, you don't have to. You know what? I'll be on. So, what are you gonna come out and say today now? I mean, they won.
I won't do one today.
No, please. Please do one.
That's a nine.
I want to hear what you have to say.
You know, I want to do TikToks when I'm shopping. Or getting parking tickets. I want to do something more than sports. But that's what I'm trying to branch off to with my TikTok. I'm more than just ball, Stoddy. You do your politic thing on Facebook. You're pushing it. I like, you're not Clay Travis, Stoddy, because you don't like. But dude, you say some stuff to get the controversy sparked, man.
You better be careful. I have beliefs about things. One of them is
kids shouldn't be filmed playing baseball.
Not 11 year olds.
Yeah, oh my God. Could you just tell Grandy you said that and see what he thinks to that?
He's a kid, so I know what he's going to say.
He's not a kid.
Yeah, he's 30.
Stoddy, Evan, I'm not putting you all. 30 ain't 20, right? I'm just telling. Come on,
you know,
man.
What? I'm not going to ask Grandy because you're embarrassed by it.
I think you're embarrassed by that take.
Guru, I'm not close to embarrassed by that take. And what I have not even begun to explain to you and the listeners is most of the people are agreeing with me that these little 11-year-old snot noses do not belong
on
television.
Because they're not good enough. That's what you started with, quality.
And it's too much pressure to put on them.
Oh, gosh. But the spelling bee's okay.
No, I said the spelling bee's not okay.
But you never in 8 years.
I don't want 11-year-olds on TV for just being.
So you don't think they love that? Like they're going to remember it forever. Forget the result. Go the experience, Stoddy.
Go talk to Zach Seymour, who walked off that mound yesterday for Oregon and was in tears.
Is that his name?
Guess what? I made it up.
No, but I was like, that's good knowledge.
I made his name up. But whether you live in San Antonio, whether you live in Laramie, Wyoming, or whether you live in Bangor, Maine, you get to see this poor kid crying. You know what? Maybe that's the word. We're talking a little bit about exploitation.
But
here.
He may be in a boardroom someday talking to others, leading groups, Evan, telling them about that time.
No, he won't.
That it didn't go my way.
He's going to slip.
But I had the experience of it. No. And look at the bounce back. Why has he got to be so glass
I'll tell you what,
half empty?
He's going to slip through the cracks, this kid. You watch. Keep an eye on Zach Sizemore.
Evan. Kevin, you can't make it up, man.
You sound like it, like this defeat is going to push him right to a dark place. Well, we're never going to hear from him again.
And as if we got examples of the Little League World Series losers getting ruined because of the defeat. You have no data.
I decided to work at a gas station for the rest of my life because I gave up a sixth spot in the fourth inning of the Western Regional to Washington.
Oh, man.
Keep in mind that I have a sixth sense about this kind of thing, and I proved it with Hayden Birdsong.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm just...
You are the best. There's only one you, Stoney.
And we wonder why the kids think they're entitled. Ah, because you can hit 111, but we'll put you on TV.
Well, you can do that in the majors now, but anyway. Right. Yeah.
Well, speaking of kids who succeeded, Randy Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Looks like the other night wasn't who he is. Shocker.
Well, we know he's got electric stuff, so he has nothing to prove to me.
No, he blew it.
Yeah, no, he did.
He's done.
But most pitchers in the bigs have electric stuff. It's a matter of, you know, can they learn how to pitch, especially in the ninth inning.
Let me talk to baseball. Evan. You didn't come in the next day after Rodriguez blew it thinking different of his stuff. He's still electric.
Not his stuff.
He slipped up. It was a new role, but we still know dude is a dog with the ball in his hands.
No, but people were questioning whether or not he could be the closer of the future because he blew his third save opportunity in the majors.
Now, let me ask you this, E. Well, do you have your answer to that question because he closed out today? It's fluid, right?
Yeah, but yeah, because fluid, of how good his stuff is, I think he can do it.
Me too, Evan.
Maybe.
But you ripped me the other day.
Well, that's because you expect him to be Dennis Eckersley when he's 23 years old.
Eck was bad with the Cubs, though. But yeah.
I'm talking about him with the A's when he was 7-1 with 50
he was
something saves. Jake in Berkeley, I'm going to get to you on the other side because clearly what you have to say deserves and demands time.
Can't do it.
Yes. So,
we got to get to the three questions I would do. We would do bold moves. I don't see you for 3 days. And you're happy.
Technically five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Rest in peace, Auntie.
Nope. She had a great life.
93. No, seriously, I want to get there.
I know.
Or further, man.
What did you mind? Like, so she's your...
My mom had your
mom's sister?
Yeah, there were seven of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's only one left, my Uncle Billy. And she was the oldest. And she would tell you, if you were gaining weight, Stoney, you're getting fat. She was one of those.
So now I know where you get it. I know where you get it from.
I'm trying to go. I'm
there
in the gym.
There were two people. No, I'm not talking about you.
No.
I'm not going to say the people.
God, Evan.
But Guru... Stop judging people on their appearance.
I'm not.
You did.
Stop. And that's what life's about.
All right. 888-957-9570. If you don't think these little snot noses should be on TV, give me a call.
And Willard's coming for you, too. You be ready. Get your skin up.
If Willard says it, it's going to be right. What's coming up on the game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.